It's well known that General George Washington's Christmas night crossing of the Delaware River and the 1776 surprise attack against the Hessian soldiers marked a turning point in the Revolutionary War. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports on an annual modern-day Delaware River sojourn that this year included a paddling trip.
About 70 paddlers fumbled out of their kayaks and waded through the water and rocks at a boat ramp at Washington Crossing Historic Park as part of the week-long paddling event.
And remember, if you're walking through the stones, hang on to your paddle.
They just traveled about 6 miles from Fireman's Eddy in New Jersey after starting out on the trip several days earlier in Narrowsburg, New York. The annual Delaware River Sojourn has been drawing kayakers and canoers to the Delaware River for 31 years. Kelly Herron-Cole joined the event for the first time this year.
I just was feeling like having a lazy float day, and so I sort of ended up at the back of the pack, and it was kind of wild. You could see this big line of orange canoes kind of as far as the eye could see.
This year, the paddlers visited the spot where George Washington crossed the icy Delaware River during a brutal snowstorm on Christmas night in 1776. After landing here, Washington's troops marched to Trenton, where they defeated the hired Hessian soldiers. The paddlers had a more pleasant experience on this warm June afternoon. Helena Garin from Binghamton, New York, is 84 years old and has been paddling the event for about 10 years.
The sun is shining, little breeze, sometimes in your face, which makes paddling a little harder. But it's rejuvenating being on the river. I just love it.
The group ends their trip today at Neshaminy State Park in Bucks County. The Delaware River stretches more than 300 miles from New York to the Atlantic Ocean. It remains the longest undammed river east of the Mississippi. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.